Siren Radio.
I know you didn't think it was going to arrive, but it did arrive, and the world is a better place for it. Just as we can regularly say that the world is a better place every time, every 4 weeks, we're allowed to actually press this button here.
Inspired on air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn, and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
Splendid. Sarah Bullimore, welcome to the programme. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. How are you?
Very good. Very excited because we can welcome a newbie to the whole Inspired On Air family. He's been on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. He is an awesome creative writer as far as the University of Lincoln is actually concerned, and indeed his columns for Star Trek Monthly and the sheer wonderment of Gay Warhammer. Just phenomenal. It's Chris Downs. How are you, Chris?
I'm astonished and delighted at that introduction. Thank you very much.
It's only right. It's going to have a chess theme, the programme today.
Chess?
After a fashion, because I feel...
I'm terrible at chess.
Well, yes, but we move pieces around in all so many ways. We'll have a little quiz competition for you. We're also speaking to Kate Taylor from the fabulous production of chess, actually, in Nottingham. But that's to come. Sarah, speak to us, please, about the Newark Book Festival, because we are days away from this fantastic event, which tragically is clashing with an open day at the University of Lincoln, so I can only make about half of the actual time there. What the hey? I mean, it's like University of Lincoln
hey?
Open
what
day.
Hey, Book Festival. What See the what hey? Very clever. Very
exactly.
Good.
Please, you said that. Sarah, would you like to talk to us about Newark Book Festival and what events this fantastic festival will be continuing with a bigger and even more exciting programme?
Indeed, yes. Well, we're just 2.5 weeks away now, so we're now in like strange shopping mode and bunting and all sorts of things like that on the countdown to it. So the festival runs from the 13th to the 15th of July, and as it says, we're in Newark in Nottinghamshire, but we are taking place at 11 venues across the whole town. So we basically take over the whole town, the marketplace, the castle, the Palace Theatre, the Civil War Museum, some of the coffee shops, the town hall. So it's a really lovely spread of different venues that we work in. We're actually currently, this afternoon, putting an exhibition together, which will go into Newark Library on Monday. It'll be going up. And that's on Kate Greenaway and the Carnegie Children's Book Awards and Kate Greenaway's links to Nottinghamshire. So all systems go there, and we've got, I think we've got over 50 events across the weekend.
Huge thanks. Huge thanks to all the 2018 funders and sponsors. That's the Arts Council of England, the Newark and Sherwood District Council, Newark Town Council, Newark Area Arts and Leisure Foundation, Nottinghamshire County Council, Talents, sponsors of the Children's and Young Persons Programme, Duncan and Topless, Creative Apostrophe, Trigger Press, Aura Business Centre, Ambitious Personnel, and Carrot Entertainment. See what I did there, Sarah? I was on message. I gave you all the sponsors and name check. Chris, you've been having a quick look through the programme from that point of view, which I've printed out. Matt Haig is going to be there. Awesome writer. Very good from that point of view. Anything else catch your eye?
Well, Meet the Gruffalo at Newark Library, and it's free. I mean, you can't say no to that. I mean, I've got kids slightly older than that target audience.
You're never old. You're never too old for meeting the Gruffalo.
Absolutely not. As long as people don't think it's Mark Ruffalo and they expect to see the Hulk, it'll be okay, really. But there we
are. Sure, you did that. Are you looking forward to it, Sarah? Silly question. I know there's a buzz that's actually there. It's going to be a Bullimore classic as ever.
Absolutely, yes. It's going to be fantastic. We've got a couple of sellout events already. We're really looking forward to the weekend. We've got a whole mixture of free events and ticketed events. So hopefully it'll be great fun. And I'm hoping to actually sit down and watch some of them as well, because there's some of my favourites there, like Laura Purcell, the Gothic fiction one. And obviously we've got our lovely friend Ellie doing crime fiction as well. So we've got all sorts of fabulous books to explore.
Indeed. Now, I'm particularly intrigued by a fantasy writing workshop with Gareth Baker.
Just reading that myself. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Is it just a case of we need something to actually take us out of ourselves, and we need to write fantasy? What's he going to be doing?
It is for children. It's a children's event for probably around 8 to 12-year-olds. But Gareth is a Nottinghamshire-based children's writer, and he also does absolutely fabulous workshops, which aren't a case of a normal kind of writing workshop. So they don't just sit down and kind of write, but he gets them up and they do group things together as well to encourage the imagination and to just get everyone thinking, really, so then they can go off during their summer holidays and write whole stories and books.
Create a band of heroes who make a perilous journey across a distant land in order to save a mystical object before the forces of evil enslave your race. It's like travelling from Lincoln to Newark, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
It's that kind of flavour that's actually there. If I included Grimsby as well, it'd be almost the sequel.
Oh, that is proper Middle-earth, that is.
If you succeed, you will save the world from the darkness that is sweeping across the land. Using a mixture of drama, artifacts and the combined creativity of the group, this workshop is a must for fans of fantasy and is guaranteed to leave you with all the ideas you need to write a story over the summer holiday. It just couldn't be better.
It looks fabulous. It really does.
Chris, anything else that kind of appeals to you from that perspective? I mean, 50 Not Out, the 6-6 is revisited as a classic, I have to say.
Actually, I was just looking at the ticketed events. That they're so reasonably priced. I mean, you're talking, what, £2, £3, £4? I mean, it's absolutely fabulous what you're getting for the money. It's great. It really is.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to actually arrange all of this, for goodness sake? There's so many things going on.
We were much better this year. So last year, we only started the festival in February, and it was obviously in July. Hence why this year is bigger, because we had more time. We started the programming properly in January, so January to March was our putting everything together.
Yeah, so that's impressive. I see you're showing Saturday night and Sunday morning as well.
Yes, and that's very popular at the moment. So yeah, although it's a free event, people are booking tickets for all our most of our free events, and it is going very, very
intrigued as the sound actually sort of emerges there by the notion of this is, if memory serves, actually just the third Newark Book Festival, or is it the fourth?
It's the second new format one.
True. Yes.
That we've done, and there were two books in the castles before.
Yes, I knew there was a box which we'd covered for because that's something else which people that may be listening to this wherever via podcast, of course, from Siren Radio at the University of Lincoln, and you might think, fancy a little journey down to New York, etc. There's some fabulous sights as well. There's Newark Castle, all manner of wonderful things there.
Absolutely, there's so much to see, and that's the great thing as well, that there's such, you know, you can kind of come and have a whole weekend, really. Newark's full of lovely kind of museums and places to explore, lovely green spaces as well, obviously the river. Also, one of our events, which I believe is very nearly sold out, is the Ship of Stories, and we actually work with the River Cruises, who do the cruises up and down the River Trent. Everyone gets on the boat, they all get dressed up in fancy dress, they have story time on the boat. It travels, and then they come back and they all get gifts as well, so they get to kind of explore. And
see, that to me, Chris, is something we should clearly be offering our postgraduate students. Gifts, story time on the boat.
I think that would end in disaster if it's the students. Yeah, they'd all be floating down in Brayford, pull face down, probably, if we got them on a boat. And if we kept them reading, it would be really good. I noticed that you've got George Mann, Crime, Magic and Steampunk, with Ellie Griffiths and George Mann. I believe I met George Mann the other day, if it's the same George Mann who writes for Games
Workshop.
And
the same George Mann who regularly every month does the Stone Tapes with us here in these Siren Studios.
This is all getting a bit spooky, isn't it?
He's a lad from Darlington originally, but he's written some awesome Doctor Who comics as well as obviously the Games Workshop material and DC Comics as well.
Of course, yeah.
So there we have it. George is there. Everybody else is there. It's unmissable. How can people find out details about the Newark Book Festival? Please, Sarah.
Well, they can do a few ways. They can go to our website, which is newarkbookfestival.org.uk, and if you click on programme, then click on each event, that'll pull up all the information. You can also hunt down a Newark Book Festival brochure. So they're all across Newark, they're all across Nottinghamshire, they're all across everywhere. Go to a tourist information centre or a bookshop. There are lots in Lincoln as well, so if you go in both the Waterstones and in Linden Books as well, they've all got book festival brochures. So go hunt one down so you can scribble in it and plan your journey.
Special shout out for Linden Books, who have got some awesome things as well coming up as well in the very near future.
Absolutely.
Sarah, you're going to join us again in the next part of the production after we've actually returned to sort out a number of other bits and pieces. Amelia Chambers probably is on her way from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, but if not, no worries. We'll get things sorted through. We will be speaking to Kate Taylor in a matter of moments. She's about to perform actually next week, actually, from July the 4th onwards in Chess, the musical. Exciting, isn't it? Here's Mary Head.
Wales or Hastings or this place.
One night in Bangkok in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the bar.
One crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Right to Murray Head, Bangkok, One Night in Bangkok, of course, from the original Benny Ovias, Bjorn Anderson, a chess musical, which curiously is the same title as the wonderful production that's going to be featuring the fabulous Kate Taylor. Kate, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Now, as Barbara Benner, who effectively contacted us initially, thanks to our ace colleague David Fox, our fantastic musician, etc. And Barbara, of course, head of publicity for the People's Theatre Company at Nottingham Arts Theatre. And from the 4th to the 7th of July this very year, there is going to be a fabulous production of Chess the Musical that's happening with, of course, your good self in the role of Florence Vassy.
Right. Yes, that's right, yeah.
So share with us, we've got Chris Downs in the studio as well, why should we actually up sticks and move after Independence Day to check out the joys of the People's Theatre Company at Nottingham Arts Theatre from indeed the 4th to the 7th of July, which is next week.
Well, it's a great piece of musical theatre, as I'm sure you'll agree. We've just heard the song Bangkok, which is a nice poppy song from there. There's a huge range of different pieces, you know, there's some quite nice intimate pieces and there's some huge big numbers like Bangkok as well. The cast have been working incredibly hard and they're making a really good sound now. So it's going to be a really good show. It's quite a gritty show. I don't know if you know. It's more than just about a game of chess, really. There's two chess champions. There's the Russian Anatoly Sergeyevsky and there's the American Freddie Trumper. And it's about their, it's more than just a game of chess, really. It's about their battle to attain the world title. But unfortunately, they become reluctant pawns of their government, really, as the game of chess is manipulated to meet their political ends. There's also like a love twist thrown in there as well, which is where I come in. So I'm kind of originally Freddie's right-hand man, so to speak, his manager. And she kind of falls in love with Anatoly, the Russian, over time. And it's about how that plays out as well. So, but there are some great tunes in there, and the cast are making fantastic sounds. So it's not to be missed. It's going to be good.
Passion, power, and politics.
That's
You've got the three P's.
Yeah, that's the one.
For that
yeah.
Line of things. Chris, I mean, there are those of us, possibly of a certain chronological vintage, that might sort of say, oh, yes, Barbara Dixon and that other lass, Elaine Page, once actually did a I Know Him So Well angle from that point, which was spoofed and so on. But Chess the Musical, has it appealed to you?
Absolutely, it would, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've just had a text, actually, from our listener, Sarah, over in Claythorpes.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Hello, Sarah, darling. Saying, great choice on the music, Alex.
Well, so I just put it down to the joys of Benny and Bjorn.
Well, you've got to take some credit for actually airing that. I don't actually remember the last time I heard that track.
Well, that's what Siren Radio actually does. Brings you a little bit further forward.
Fantastic.
Kate, was Chess the Musical always in your mind in terms of wanting to go for this ambition and approach? Or what was the decision made when you actually decided to go down this particular line?
Well, for me, I'd heard of Chess, obviously, and then I'd been singing quite a bit of it with my singing teacher just throughout some of my lessons, and I just really fell in love with the music. It's a really challenging piece for me to sing. It's got huge vocal range, so there's some, like I said, there's some really intimate, nice, quiet moments, but there's some huge belty tunes in there as well. So personally, for me, it was a huge challenge to take on, and I've really, really enjoyed doing it. So that's kind of what prompted me to audition for it. I love the, after looking at the role of Florence, I loved her, her grittiness and her, you know, she's a very real character, and I've really enjoyed getting to know her, so to speak, and making her my own. So it's been really good fun.
Okay, I'm going to pass on the responsibility of musical choice to your good self now, Kate. We've got two choices here. We can either go for the aforementioned Barbara Dixon, Elaine Page number, I Know Him So Well, or Elaine Page with Murray Head singing Florence Quits. Where are you going to go?
Oh.
Is it going to be one for your title? Is it going to be the character Florence saying, I've had enough, I'm going out, I can take no more? Or is it going to be a case of I Know Him So Well?
That's a great one, but I'm going to go for I Know Him So Well just because it's so prolific. People love it. I love it. It's been great singing. I sing it with a girl called Zosha, and she's got the most beautiful voice. It's been fantastic singing that with her. So I'll go for that one.
between us is to lie. Looking back, I could have played it differently. Learned about the man before I fell. But I was never so much younger then. Now at least I know I know.
Heartrending. Barbara Dixon and Elaine Page with I Know Him So Well. But I know, Kate Taylor, you'll just knock that into the stratosphere with your audition.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
So we're looking at the photographs and images that Barbara sent to us. I'll describe them. In fact, Chris, use your creative skills. Just talk us through the first image that we actually see there, which seems to be taken outside a lake, unless it's been a very bad case of global warming.
Absolutely. Very cold lake, birds flying very low, a couple walking. Footprints in the snow.
Yes.
What are they up to? What are they thinking? What are they looking at? What's going on?
Is that you, Kate?
That's not. I tell you who that is. That's Svetlana, who is Anatoly's wife.
Svetlana, you say?
Yeah. So she sings the I Know Him So Well with me, and also a beautiful rendition of someone else's story. Mm. So that's her, yes, and Anatoly walking through the snow there.
They look very Russian from the back.
I thought they were quite slow, actually. Sorry.
That's rubbish.
Yeah, I know. It is actually. It's very bad, and I apologise humbly for that Russian joke. It's ridiculous. And as we continue with the selection of images that have been sent here, let's move up to this one as well, which
is... Oh, this is gripping.
Two very mean gentlemen, or they look quite mean. It's almost as though they're having a staring contest.
It is a proper...
It's a national stare-out contest.
Big stare-out going on.
Who's going to blink first?
By the look at the gentleman on the left, not him. It could be the chap with the beard on the right, I'm thinking... Yeah.
Feel free to give some name checks, Kate, because after all, we like to support the cast as we do.
That will be Sam Barson, who is playing Freddie Trumper, the American Grandmaster, and it will be Robert Goll, who's playing Anatoly Sergeyevsky, who's the Russian Grandmaster.
It's a fine costume, Russian.
Yes, they're both fantastic. They honestly, they are blowing us out of the waters with their renditions of their main songs. They're just great.
And Chris, you made a very interesting point there whilst we were listening to Elaine Page, saying this is a very, very ambitious musical to actually put on.
I know it can be stripped down. I've seen staging of it before, which is very stripped down. Mm. You just basically got the chessboard and the middle, but it is an ambitious one because the numbers, just the range, the vocal range that a lot of the songs are called. Mm. You call upon the singers to do it. It's proper range, you know, you have to do, but... Are you just doing it as a single set, or are you just doing a minimal changeovers? How are you going to do it?
We've got a minimal set, but it's working really well. Mm. It's quite effective the way that we've done it. I won't give too much away because obviously, if you want to come and see it, how it works. But it's looking good, and the fact that the cast is so fantastic, it's carrying the show really well. I mean, like you say, the songs are really quite difficult, but they've worked so hard over the last few months, and they've really got to grips with it, and they're producing some fantastic sounds. So, you know, the set can be as, you know, all singing or dancing as you like, but if you haven't got a good cast, it kind of lets it down. But fortunately, we've got a fantastic cast who are producing some great sounds, so, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put Chris on the spot now, because it's the sort of thing which we'd like to do. I mean, you can join in as well. Please feel free to, Kate. But we're playing in the background a chess-themed aspect, written originally by Fred Steiner. Chris, any thoughts in terms of what we're listening to and where it originated from? It's called Chess Game.
Well, it sounds to me as if it's from an original series of Star Trek.
That would be correct.
And it Amazing. Sounds to me as if it's called Chess Game, it could possibly be the episode where they face off against the Romulans.
Oh, no! Oh, it's so close and yet so far. I shall give him a clue, because he's doing very well. I mean, obviously, Kate, you're just holding back here.
I am just, yeah. I obviously know the answers, so I'm just going to hold back.
Yeah, exactly. There are a million things in this universe you can have, and there are a million things you can't have. That's no fun, but it's just the way things are.
Well, it's not Balance of Terror, then.
No.
It's killing me.
Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright in the Forest of the Night. Very good,
Mr. Mirror, Mirror, of course.
No!
What, no? Not Mirror, Mirror?
Come, Charles. Charlie X.
Oh, I knew it was an early one. Oh, I'll get my coat. I'll get my coat. I've only written for Star Trek for 23 years. You know, it's not a big deal. You know, I'm really sorry.
Wow. Well, hang your head.
I'll get my phaser.
I could tell, Kate, that you were all set. I said, it's Charlie X. You feel Charlie X.
I mean, come on. I mean, at least
game.
I could tell from the music it was from Star Trek. Give me a break, Alex. Really,
yeah,
come on.
I didn't want to give it away.
He of course, he melted the chess pieces.
Of course he did. Yes,
wonderful thing. Because he got annoyed. He was very annoyed and so on. I wonder, Chris, could you actually just open the door to so we can actually.
Well, I might as well, because I'm useless as a broadcaster, let's face it. So.
We will be joined in a few seconds by Amelia Chambers to actually pick up the joys of what's happening at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. So great stuff as far as that's actually concerned. But let's get the details, Kate, sorted out for you. Good stuff. Chess, the musical, passion, power and politics could almost be describing the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Wednesday the 4th to Saturday the 7th of July 2018. Tickets presumably still available?
There are some tickets still available, yes. You can get them either through the box office or online. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Amelia Chambers, welcome to the production. We're just a wee bit worried.
Hello.
As you got lost. Are you working your way through it?
I'm here.
When last we spoke, of course, we were at the Lincolnshire show.
We were.
A matter of a week or so ago.
A week ago? How did that happen? I've not been lost since then,
and
I promise.
Snow White was there, and everybody was actually there. We've just actually wrapped up with Chess the Musical. Kate, thank you very much for connecting with us from that point of view. And I think, as a reward, we'll go to the company with Murray Head and Elaine Page and the American and Florence.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. Whatever is your only friend, we'll keep it up. You're doing fine. Why this humiliation? Why treat me like a fool? I've taken shit for 7 years and I won't take it anymore. I'm only teasing Soviets with gentle bonhomie. You've a better reason to be anti them than me. Is this the girl who always said she wants to know the truth? Thought you'd support any attack on these people. On the people who ran mindlessly over your childhood. Don't let them fool you. But 30 years on, they're the same. 1956. They see chess as a war. Playing with pawns just like Boland. If you walk out on me, they will have won the first battle. Wouldn't your father have begged you to stay in the game? He would, but he didn't know you.
Inspired On Air, originated by Sarah Bullimore, named by Julie Ellaby, and with added Amelia Chambers, Michael Blackburn, and Alex Levchuk, taking the world of regional arts entertainment into a whole new dimension.
And we now have actually upped those stakes to three of the people mentioned in those jingles. Amelia is with us. Yay!
Hello, Alex.
And there was I really thinking, it was so stunning in your latest Facebook update, you thought, oh, I'm sorry, my fans come first. I've got to deal with all manner of wonderful things on that basis. You've also brought along marketing assistant, of course, the wonderful Rebecca. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Did you enjoy the Lincolnshire Show?
I did. It was my first time. It was absolutely brilliant.
Your first time at the Lincolnshire Show?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And Sarah Bullimore back with us from that point of view. Chris Downes is still with us from that point of view. It's okay, Chris. Everybody can have a challenge with respect to Star Trek. I honestly...
That was a very mean trick. You didn't tell me you was going to do that.
I did say there was going to be a chess theme that was coming through there. I thought the Tiger Burning Bright number would have actually got things. Never mind. Don't worry. It's a different line. The new Lincoln Theatre Royal, please. Sarah, I know when she's not actually busy sorting out the joys of the Newark Book Festival, is always keen to know what's happening at the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, because I was feeling in many ways Sarah kind of paved the way for you, good self, Amelia.
Yes, she did. Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
And I'm always liking Amelia's Instagram pictures that she puts up all the events there.
Exactly. This is the key thing. So, Amelia, please share with us what magical things are coming up, because it never stops on the Lincoln Theatre Royal.
It never stops, which is why I'm late. it's one of those days, but we're here and we're talking about Dr. Dolittle, which is the next performance, which is for children and adults, obviously, that want to go with them.
Is there a push me, pull you in there?
Yes.
Hey, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Sorry. Are you in it?
I was channeling my inner Richard Attenborough there for a moment. It's just a mild thought.
You have a look of him, actually, Alex.
He's of course dead now. But he's partially ceased to be.
Of the comment, actually, that was more flattering.
Very good. Okay.
So yes, we have Dr. Dolittle. We also have Elio Pace presents Elvis Presley, which is a little bit different because he's not dressed as Elvis, but he is an amazing musician. Plays the piano and singer, and he's basically doing the Elvis Presley songbook, and that's on the 2nd of July, so coming up really soon. But it's a really good show. Elio Pace has actually been with us before and done songs from Billy Joel, and he's coming up later in the season with that show again because it was so popular. But the Presents Elvis Presley is his new performance, and it's we've seen a promotional video, haven't we, Rebecca? And it's really lovely.
It looks fantastic, and we're the first stop on the tour as well, so that's really exciting.
Bit of kudos there.
Exactly. Well, things basically they start at Lincoln, they go on to conquer the world.
They do. I'm still waiting in Lincoln. So then we have Twist and Shout, which is a sort of 60s classic songs, which looks like a really fun, upbeat night. Then we have Rhythm of the Dance, which is Irish dance, which is nearly sold out, so we've just got a few tickets remaining for that. Irish sort of themed shows seem to do really well, don't they, in Lincoln?
Yeah.
We seem to have one each season, and it does tend to sell out, so only a few tickets remaining for that. And then what else have we got? The Nightmare Room. Rebecca, do you want to talk about that?
The Nightmare Room is a new play. It's from Tabs Production. They've been to the theatre quite a few times before, so it looks fantastic. It's just two women, so it should be really fun. It should be exciting.
It's just amazing. I mean, and also the delivery. I mean, it's almost as though Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon are back in the studio with us. Bang, bang, bang. Awesome. Sarah, stay with us because we're going to take a musical break. In fact, actually, Sarah, I'm going to put you in the musical hot seat now. We have Twist and Shout lined up. Now, we have two options.
Yes.
Twist and Shout, the Isley Brothers, or Twist and Shout, Chakademus and Pliers. Neither of which really kind of refer to Twist and Shout in a fun pack musical. But
all I know.
Exactly. Where do you want? Are you Isley Brothers or Chakademus and Pliers? And Rebecca doesn't.
Right.
Rebecca never heard of Pliers.
Yes, I'm going to go with the second one. I don't.
Say Chakademus, Sarah.
Yeah, the second one.
The second one.
Yeah. I was going to throw in the Beatles, but I thought no.
No, we can say that one.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, really that
Deacon Blue, of course. You know, they also did Twist and Shout, but no. I think Chakademus and Pliers, quite simply because I think, Rebecca, you need to be introduced to Pliers. Made my youth, I can tell you.
Sweet. get up and move your body.
So there you are, Rebecca Pliers and Chakademus, and I'm sure you were dancing in the streets of your road, Sarah Bullimore, just to actually enjoy the joys of Sarah of Chakademus and Pliers.
Absolutely, around the office, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, moving on. So I'm just taken by a photograph of Jane Southall wearing the bowler hat.
That's a brilliant photograph.
You think so?
Yes. I do.
Yeah, it's on form there with that answer and the show director. Sarah Bullimore, you were not at the Lincolnshire show this year, or were you?
No, I wasn't. You know what? I don't even know where I was.
It was so good. Just completely.
Except everywhere. I don't even know where I was.
Phased out of the whole thing. Yeah, never mind. You know, you were there.
I know, but I always get so sad when I can't go. So I'm like,
well, as we still use the image of yourself in terms of driving
in the little car.
In the little car, it's opened up to sort of things. Although I must admit, very close this year to replace it with the Snow White scenario, which brings us neatly back to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, and of course the fabulous things that were taking place with that whole sequence. Once we actually locate the Snow White images there, check them out on our Facebook page. Very exciting times, because I hadn't realised that Snow White, who was actually at the Lincolnshire show, is indeed connected to, of course, the owner of the theatre, the New Lincoln Theatre.
It might be.
Might not be.
Snow White, Alex.
Of course. Thank you. I'm glad.
No,
I'm glad
we were
you
very fortunate
that.
To have Snow White with us at the show, and all of the children and adults loved having their photograph taken, and she was doing storytelling as well, which was well received with lots of school children.
Have you ever actually been to the Lincolnshire show, Chris, as a citizen of Grimsby?
No.
Sorry, I gasped.
it doesn't make it the 38 miles east.
But Grimsby is surely in.
There's loads of shows in.
There's only one Lincolnshire show.
In real Lincolnshire, just outside. But no, I have never been to.
Maybe next year.
Just so you could have actually had Amelia standing by a photograph of Mirror Mirror there.
Oh, God,
that's our latest fun marketing tool, which we love. We have a magic mirror where you can stick your head through and play the, well, you can either play Snow White or the Evil Queen, whichever takes your fancy.
I think surely that should be sent up through the marketing team at the University of Lincoln in terms of what we really need at the university. Have a little magic mirror that you can stick your head through.
Who are you going to be today?
What are you going to be?
Are you going to be a goodie or are you going to be a baddie? Who knows?
These are the kind of messages, Amelia, that, you know, don't just keep us awake at night, but actually sort of we wrestle with the sort of ins and outs of those sort of sequences, etc. So back to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. So lots of events from that perspective. Again, Rebecca, it must be a privilege to work with these guys on since you actually joined the marketing team.
Yeah, it's my first proper professional job in marketing since I left university. So I graduated in, well, I finished uni in May last year, and then I started working here a week after I finished uni. So it's been pretty.
Which university were you at?
This one.
There's only.
What a great advocate.
just wanted to get that message out there. And what did you read at the University of Lincoln?
Pardon?
What did you read? What was your subject?
Oh, drama.
There we are. You see, so from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the College of Arts, to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Excellent stuff there. Anything else you want to promote from the upcoming season?
Well, I want people to keep their eyes and ears open because we're about to do the cast announcements for Snow White, so we're very excited about that. So we're just putting the final touches to that, so that's soon. What else do we have coming up? We have our cinema screen. So we've been talking about that today throughout the summer months.
We've got Dirty Dancing.
We have got Dirty
Nobody
Dancing.
Nobody put Sarah in a corner.
I see what you did there, Sarah. we have our cinema screen. So we launched that latterly last year. But over the summer months, we have lots of basically, like, obviously classics like Dirty Dancing, but also children's films. And tickets start at £2 for children. So it's a really affordable trip out, special trip out as well, to watch a film in the beautiful auditorium that we have. And then what else did I just spot? Oh, well, tickets are sold out, but I thought we should mention that we have our Comedy Night at the Royal, which is on the 26th of July. But we do have that four times a year, and the next one's in October. But we were very lucky to book the Lost Voice guy, which actually, he won Britain's Got Talent, but we'd already booked him beforehand. So it's a bit of kudos there that we have him, because I don't think we would have got him.
And that is because you're ahead of the game.
We are ahead of the game. So that is sold out, but our next one is in October, and tickets are only £15 and £9.50 for students. So it's a really great night out, four comedians, lots of intervals to get drinks and chat. So it's a really like social night out, isn't it, for everybody. Yeah, that's a new initiative that we have, and it's obviously going really well because we've sold out.
Right, exactly. You've got Jeff Norcott as well as Alfie Moore from that point of view. Tickets are mere £15, well worth accessing that. And the movie is really quite interesting because, again, looking at the auditorium, there is something special to seeing a movie in the big screen. The big screen environment. Sure, Chris, as a screener back in your youth, before
as a projectionist,
etc. That was a sort of critical aspect.
You'll have to come and have a look.
I'd love to.
Yeah, we do backstage tours as well, so you'll have to come and if that's something else that we do. But no, the cinema screen's really good because we want to be open each day throughout the year. We already have 270 shows, which is phenomenal, but to basically make the theatre work and accessible to everybody, we decided that the cinema screen would be good because it can get all walks of life in to see, maybe use the theatre in a different way. So
have a look at our website. Shows. Sarah, stay with us. We're almost right to the penultimate aspect of this month's Inspired On Air. I wonder if you can actually tell the world which movie this has actually emerged from.
Now time of my life, no, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise the secret me.
Well, I did offer to catch Amelia, but in the end we decided, no, health and safety will try to take priority. next time.
We'll
work through that. Sarah, any closing thoughts either about the New Link Theatre at Royal, or indeed the excitement that starts off in literally a week and a half's time, which, of course, is the New York Book Festival?
Yeah, maybe a little longer than a week and a half, Alex. Give me a bit longer.
Thank you. Okay.
yes, just go find us on Facebook, please, at New York Book Fest. As I said, we've got over 50 plus events. It's going to be absolutely crazy. Even the free events are selling out. So, get yourself there, especially if you've got families as well, because there's all sorts of extra exciting things happening in the castle, where we've got an enchanted forest and a once upon a land themed marketplace. So there's all sorts of, there's more than that's in the brochure, so you will have a lot of surprises.
Rebecca's jaw just dropped completely when we were 50 over events. It's amazing.
Rebecca's a bookworm, so she'll love this. Yes.
Well, then, Rebecca, you must come along with us to the New York Book Festival and work our way through that. Exactly. And looking ahead, of course, The Nightmare Room is coming to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. We'll be doing some features with some of the actors, writers, directors, stage manager behind that, Tabs Productions. Rebecca, tell us about The Nightmare Room.
So it's sort of... it's a horror play. It's just like two women in one room and one bottle of poison.
That's a nightmare. Sorry.
It does sound like a nightmare.
I'm sorry. I shall now actually proceed.
It's a good job this room's padded, isn't it?
Exactly. Two women in a room, padded. Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
By the end of it, potentially. it's like an Agatha Christie whodunit. So.
Sounds good.
Yes,
sounds
good.
They're always they've bought productions to us before, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they're always really high quality productions. So if plays are your thing, this is something to see. And they do have a matinee performance, don't they, as well as an evening.
Well, that has to be just a classic. And Crooners, of course, I think went down extremely well. May well return, I believe.
Yes, we hope so. So we had Crooners last month, and the guys in that were so talented. Singers, dancers, performers, some humour in there that was not even scripted. So I think that went down particularly well, and we got lots of feedback on TripAdvisor just saying how great the performance was. So that's great.
Brilliant. Sarah, it's been awesome having you featured on the show. One day, I've heard you may even turn up in the studio.
It's
amazing. Michael Blackburn's...
They let me back in Lincoln.
Oh, you kind of live in Lincoln, but...
As we said, she's bigger than Lincoln now. Maybe that's why. She's gone countywide. Even further, Nottinghamshire.
Exactly. Thanks, Sarah. As you can tell, thanks to Kate Taylor from the People's Theatre Company, Nottingham, earlier, and, of course, to Amelia and Rebecca from the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. Fantastic stuff. You can go to newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk.
That's right.
And that's where you'll find a whole heap of other fantastic things from that point of view. Have you enjoyed your first ever Inspired On Air, Chris Dowes?
Fantastic, yeah. I mean, you were just bullying me into it. I mean, you were just asking me about it. It's just over an hour and a half ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been astonishing. Thank you very much. I may come again.
Exactly. You can listen to the podcast again at your leisure and see all manner of wonderful things from that perspective. Sarah, would you like to actually just coach the team in terms of what we actually wrap up with? What are the final two words we actually say to ensure that everybody's clear in terms of this? So, Sarah, what are those two words?
Be inspired.
Okay, so after three, one, two, three...
Be inspired.
It's almost good. Chris didn't get it.
Chris didn't get it.
I've given you headphones. I've given it to
everybody. Oh, no. What's going on?
Okay. We might go. Be inspired. What we say after three. One, two, three.
Be inspired.
From the start.